Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The interim manager of Donegal Domestic Violence Services addressed the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership today. Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins says he believes the party can build a stronger presence in Donegal in the years ahead. Donegal County Council has confirmed a new investigation is underway into potential procurement irregularities, and HICWA has today published the findings of four inspections carried out at nursing homes in Donegal earlier this year. These stories in full and more coming up, and we will have an update of all the sport at around a quarter to six. But first, a Letterkenny councillor has called for increased engagement between Donegal County Council and Donegal Domestic Violence Services. Speaking at this week's plenary council meeting, Councillor Jerry McMonagall asked whether homes from the local authority's new housing stock could be allocated to the charity to support victims of domestic abuse. Seconding the call, Councillor Dakota McVanman highlighted that the ongoing housing shortage leaves many women trapped in abusive relationships with nowhere to go. Councillor McMonagall added that the service is under mounting pressure.
The numbers are increasing, domestic violence is increasing, and we've seen it there just recently in the news again, women being killed in the home, and obviously children as well. And what we need is a safe place for these families, these women in particular, to go and seek refuge, and that they don't have to stay in a household that is abusive, you know, whether it's physical or coercion, mental abuse.
Well, the interim manager of Donegal Domestic Violence Services told the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership today that securing access to emergency accommodation is vital. Fiona Jordan told the meeting the service received 1,085 calls, an increase of 13%, and supported 492 women, an increase of over 30%. Ms. Jordan told the meeting that on average it takes a woman in an abusive situation 7 attempts to leave, with access to housing being one of the key barriers.
As part of our service, we provide emergency accommodation and safe housing for women and children who are fleeing domestic violence. And I suppose one of the barriers that is faced is the move on from our service into accommodation then, be it rental accommodation, private accommodation. We do have safe houses in the community, however, the aim, I suppose, of our partnership with the community safe housing partnership here today is that we would really hope that the council would be able to provide some safe housing to us in Donegal Domestic Violence Services so that we can support women and children where the need arises for that emergency type of accommodation.
That conversation has started at council already. Councillor McMonagall raising it at another council meeting earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Important for you that at the very least the conversation has started, that need is on the table.
100%. And the collaboration between ourselves and this partnership has been wonderful to date. You know, Councillor McMonagall has been advocating for our service to try and allocate some of the social housing that's going to become available now over the next year to victims of domestic violence and for those that are in recovery.
Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins says he believes the party can build a stronger presence in Donegal in the years ahead. The Cork South West TD is in Killybegs today, where he's meeting local people to discuss a range of issues, including challenges facing the fishing industry. One fisherman told him he has only been able to put to sea on 14 days so far this year. Deputy Collins is also hearing concerns about housing and the cost of living during his visit. He told Highland Radio News that he now plans to meet potential candidates in Donegal this evening as the party looks ahead to future elections.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm. My next meeting is to meet a potential candidate that wants to run in Donegal. Obviously, our focus very much so is on the local elections. That's what's coming up next. That's what you've got to focus on. The Dáil election and a European election after that. We're incredibly lucky to have someone of the calibre of Kieran Mulooney. He's been a very, very strong voice in Europe. And I even find in my own constituency down in Cork South West, they speak about him so often. He's not even their representative, but they speak so highly of him. So we we're lucky to have that type of calibre of a candidate. We're looking, and today I met with other candidates in other areas too, on my way to Donegal, and again, we're a new party, two years in operation. We need to build a party, have strong candidates going forward, both male and female, that will represent people, but will represent communities, will come from the ground up, and that's the kind of candidate we want. If there's an independent candidate out there or other that wants to run for independent Ireland, our door's open. We want to sit down and talk to them people as long as they understand our party is there to deliver for the people on the ground, the hard-working people on the ground, the good hard-working people that have retired but that deliver for the country and want to stand for the country. And that's what independent Ireland stands for, is common sense politics and delivery for people that work hard in this country.
Donegal County Council has confirmed a new investigation is underway into potential procurement irregularities. Director of Roads, Brian Cannon, informed members that an internal audit identified potential issues involving the hire of tractors for roadworks across two local improvement scheme projects. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Mr. Cannon explained that an initial investigation was set aside due to a number of matters relating to the scope and extent of the investigation. The council received specialist advice on the matters and a new inquiry is now actively taking place. Responding to questions about Garda involvement from Councillor Micheál Colm McGilla Aspug, he confirmed the local authority did have contact from An Garda Síochána following a complaint made to them by a third party. He stressed that details of the investigation must remain confidential until due process is complete. Councillor Jerry McMonagall questioned the length of time the investigation is lasting, saying it's taking an extraordinary amount of time to conclude and he thought councillors need to have an end date. These thoughts were echoed by Councillor Declan Meehan, who initially raised the investigation in the chamber.
HICWA has today published the findings of four inspections carried out at nursing homes in Donegal earlier this year. One recorded two non-compliances, with no non-compliances recorded at the other three. Donal Kavanagh has this report.
There were 27 residents at Fallcarragh Community Hospital when it was inspected in February of this year. Two non-compliances were recorded in the areas of records and governance and management. In both cases, management at the facility say new processes have been put in place and the issues identified have been rectified. There were 42 residents in place at Carndonagh Community Hospital when it was inspected in March. The facility was found to be compliant with every regulation. St Eunice Nursing Home also had 42 residents in place for a March inspection with no non-compliances recorded, while Odyssey Donal had 46 residents in place when it was inspected in March. Again, no non-compliances were noted. More details and links to the full reports on our website, highlandradio.com.
Traffic congestion at Letterkenny Retail Park is back under the spotlight with calls for a second exit to ease long queues. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine is urging Donegal County Council to support the development of another exit for Retail Park 1, which includes McDonald's, and Retail Park 3, home to the new Dunns. He is also renewing his call for a review of the roundabout at Retail Park 3 to determine whether removing it could improve traffic flow. Council officials say the McDonald's entrance cannot be used as an exit because it would create a safety risk for traffic merging into a single lane. They added they will assess any proposals brought forward by the Retail Park's management. Councillor Devine says the volume of traffic using the Retail Park shows action is needed.
I was taken back myself when I got the figures from the Retail Parks. 3.6 million last year entered them car parks. Like, you know, and your McDonald's car park, you have two entrances in and one entrance out, and you have the new Dunn's car park, say, you know, same again, one entrance in, one entrance out. And Christmas month, 144,000 cars average going there. You know, it's been raised at council on 10 times that we need a second entrance out of New Dunn's car park and then a second entrance out of the retail car park over there at McDonald's. Well.
The council is saying that as far as the McDonald's one is concerned, the one-way system is such that they can't see how they can do it there at the moment. In terms of the New Dunn's one, they said they'll meet with retail park management and have a discussion, but yeah. they don't seem to be convinced. They don't seem to be very enthusiastic.
Well, they need to take us a bit more serious. Last year we had a meeting before Christmas about traffic congestion in that area in Letterkenny. By the looks of things, we're going to have traffic congestion this year, Christmas in that same area where nothing has been proved. And I welcome the fact that they will meet the retail management there and try and get something discussed. But as I say, the roundabout at New Dunn's is not fit for purpose, Donal, to a certain extent, where it's been one set of traffic lights is holding up traffic. And when you have that volume of traffic in Dundee Car Park, that can't be the case. And they're seriously, and I had a motion on about that several months ago. If that roundabout needs to be looked at and taken away in another form of traffic control there. They move traffic a lot faster. That needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked at urgently. As I say, 3.6 million cars is coming under them retail parks alone. That's very welcome. But we need to help these people. They get moving about a lot faster.
The Letterkenny Court Office has issued a notice regarding jury attendance tomorrow. In the notice, they say anyone who was summoned to attend for jury duty tomorrow, the 22nd of July 2026, is no longer required to attend. The shortage of taxis in rural Ireland has been described as an economic and social barrier during a Shannon debate ahead of the Oireachtas summer recess. Termonborn Senator Robbie Gallagher says Donegal has lost 21% of its taxi fleet over the past decade, despite the county's population continuing to grow. He says the lack of drivers is making it harder for people to access social activities, which is also affecting local businesses. Senator Gallagher says the consequences are very real and tangible.
20 out of the 26 counties is now seen a decline in taxi numbers, and that's despite the fact that our population over the last 10 years has increased by over 8%. The border region is particularly badly affected, with taxi numbers down a staggering 20%. My own county in Monaghan seen a decline of 31.29%, which is the worst in all of Ireland. Cavan have seen a drop of 19%, Donegal has seen a drop of 21%, and Louth in around 16-17%. And it clearly shows that we have a serious problem there in that regard, because it is killing the nighttime economy especially. And people that who would like to go out socialising, which we would like to see, to go out for a bite to eat or a few drinks or whatever, it's important that we encourage that type of behaviour. And if they have a decision to make now, if they go into town or into the village this evening, how are they going to get home at night? And the reality is a lot of them have no way home once they want to go home. So they make that decision not to go out at all. And that's not what we want to see in rural Ireland.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It is 17 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with some football news, and UEFA have fined Derry City €20,000 and a one-game partial closure of the North Stand following the crowd disturbances at the recent Europa League first qualifying round fixture with CAK Sofia at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. CSKA have been fined €50,000 for fans' Nazi salutes and violent conduct, and hit with a ban on ticket sales, prohibiting the club selling tickets for one away game for throwing of objects, acts of damage and crowd disturbances, with a further one-game ban on ticket sales, suspended for 2 years of probation. A CSKA official was also fined €5,000 for violating the basic rules of decent conduct, and the club must pay Derry City for damage to the stadium. Derry City confirmed the sanction today, with the stand closure for one home UEFA club game suspended for a period of 2 years. In a statement, the Brandywell side confirmed they complained to UEFA about the behaviour of the Sofia fans, but also admitted Derry fans had a part in the events on the evening of the 16th of July. Derry have accepted the punishment, while an investigation is underway into identifying those involved. Well, in European action this evening, Shamrock Rovers are on the pitch at the moment. They are in Armenia. And with what time added on at the end of the first half, it's currently scoreless between Ararat and Shamrock Rovers in that first leg of the second qualifying round of the Champions League qualifiers. Rovers, of course, will be at home for leg two next week. But as things stand, they head to the break, it's scoreless there at the moment. Also in the qualifiers this evening, Scottish side Hearts are away from home. They're in Austria, taking on Sturm Graz. There's a 7:30 kickoff there. And at 8 o'clock, Irish League champions Larn are set to host a Cervinia Vezdes off Serbia. Dundalk have announced the signing of Republic of Ireland under 21 international Cian Dillon. The 20-year-old has signed from Queen's Park Rangers on a multi-year deal. The Tallaght native was with Shamrock Rovers before a spell at QPR. Cross Channel Anthony Taylor has blown the final whistle on a 20-year career as a referee. He took charge of 831 games over the course of his career, the last one being Spain's 1-0 win over Portugal in the World Cup. In 2020, he became the first referee in over a century to referee the FA Cup final twice. Taylor announced that officiating at the elite level has been an immense privilege, but the pressure is intense and the scrutiny is constant. The time is now right to step aside and look forward to transitioning to the next chapter of my career. In Gaelic Games, the big news over the last 24 hours is that Kieran McGinney will remain as Armagh Senior Football Manager for 2027, following ratification by the County Board last night. The 54-year-old guided the Orchard County to All-Ireland glory in 2024 and ended their 18-year wait for an Ulster title in the season just gone. McGinney has been in the Armagh hot seat since 2014, making him the longest-serving manager in the current inter-county game. In athletics, Radisha Adeleke will run the 200 metres at this weekend's National Track and Field Championships in Santry. It's a last chance for the Tallaght sprinter to qualify as an individual for next month's European Championships. Adeleke could still be named as part of the team for the women's 4x400 metres in Birmingham. In cycling, Romain Evenepoel has won stage 16 of the Tour de France. The Belgium cyclist finished 28 seconds faster in the time trial than the yellow jersey leader, and that is Tadej Pogačar. Today's stage stretched for 26.1 kilometres and included a one Category 2 climb. And finally, in golf, Don Leary Golf Club will host the Women's Irish Open in 2027. The venue was unveiled today by the Ladies European Tour, and it will be the first time that it will head to the Enniskerry venue. This year's edition will tee off at the K Club on August 27th. And just to confirm the halftime score at the moment, the latest from that European Championship qualifying fixture, the Champions League qualifying fixture rather, Ararat Armenia are hosting Shamrock Rovers, and there's still no change. A scoreless there at the break with another 45 minutes to come. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Gardaí and Milford are investigating a burglary that occurred in the vicinity of Soccer Trenta on Thursday last. At approximately 11:20 a.m, a resident at the house in the area was downstairs when she heard an unlocked door being opened and then heard footsteps. She ran upstairs to alert other family members, but when they came downstairs, the intruder had left the house. Nothing was stolen from within the house and no damage was caused. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have observed any type of suspicious activity, people or vehicles in that area on Thursday morning, to contact them. A priority list of footpath projects needing to be developed for the Lifford-Stranorlan Municipal District, according to the Cathaoirleach. Councillor Patrick McGowan says there are a number of black spots across the MD where footpaths are simply not available. He says when these projects have been raised in the past, council officials have asked elected members to identify the most urgent works. Councillor McGowan is now calling for the time to be set aside for councillors to draw up a list and examine what funding options could be available for each project.
So these are not about upgrading or repairing footpaths. They're actually about getting a list of footpaths where they're a priority list within the MD, and then going to Lifford and speaking to the officials down there about active travel or whatever, go to seek it. Rather than just doing a sort of piecemeal, or, you know, every other year, here, you know, some members may be pushing one pass over another. We need to get a priority list. We need to look at the footfall, the volume of people and children and parents and everybody else that are using these particular roads. And then we need to go to Lifford, and that's what we'd be asking our area roads manager, to have the list, to go to Lifford and source the funding. And before we can get the roads designed, they want to know that you have sourced money, that you're not just designing for the sake of designing it.
The World Youth Fly Fishing Championships are drawing to a close with a medal ceremony in Ballybuffet this evening. The championships are being jointly hosted by the Trout Angling Federation of Ireland and the Lochs Agency, and have been underway since Thursday last at a number of venues in Donegal and Tyrone. Among those attending are senior executives from the International Fly Fishing Federation. Alan McDeal is the Trout Angling Federation of Ireland's international organiser. He says the success of this event has prompted them to seek the senior championships in Ireland in a few years' time, with this region very much in the running. He says the level of cooperation locally this time around has been significant.
We've had great support from Lochs Agency, from Sport Ireland, from DERA in the north, and indeed, you know, other agencies like Inland Fisheries Ireland. And the main sponsor for this is Cortland, which is a USA fishing tackle manufacturing company. And they have always sponsored the youths through FIPS Moosh, which is the world governing body. So it's been great support from that point of view. And because it's a north and south cross-border event, everybody's taken a lot of interest in it, and it promotes the good sort of harmony and relationship that exists in all Irish people, you know. So it's been a success from that point of view.
Is it, has it given you the appetite to perhaps chase another world competition, maybe perhaps the senior anglers at some point in the future?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the president of FIPSMSH is here along with the vice president, and in conversation and we've been having with them, we're looking at perhaps 2028 to bring in the Worlds to Ireland. Now, I'm not sure whereabouts in Ireland it will be, but let's just say that the Northwest here is in the mix, and it could be one of the places chosen because this has been very successful. And it's not the first time we've hosted the youths here. We hosted the youths in 2013, and again, as a cross-border thing between Leinster and Ulster. So, yes, is the answer to that. We're pushing for it, and hopefully we'll get it.
Gardaí are investigating a single vehicle collision which left a white Audi on its roof at the Lennon Bridge on the Churchill to Garton Road in the early hours of Tuesday last, the 14th of July. Nobody was present at the scene when Gardaí arrived. Gardaí are appealing to any motorists who may have travelled in that area between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. with a dash cam to make the footage available to them. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating two other crashes in the county, a hit and run incident on Wednesday last near Castlefin and a two vehicle collision on Sunday afternoon near Milford. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Jared McNamee appealed for information.
We are appealing for witnesses to a collision involving two vehicles that occurred on the Knock Roar, Castlefin, on Wednesday the 15th of July at approximately 10 a.m. A white Audi was parked along the roadside at that location when it was struck from behind by a white Peugeot Partner van, which is believed to have been travelling in the direction of Castlefin at that time. The driver of the van did not remain at the scene, and again, we appeal to anyone who may have travelled in that area with dashcam between 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on that date to make the footage available to us. Any relevant information should be passed on to Gardaí at the Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530.
A two-vehicle collision in Milford last Sunday afternoon being investigated.
Yes, Greg. Again, Gardaí are investigating a road traffic collision involving two vehicles that occurred at Terholman, Milford, on the R246 on Sunday the 19th of July at approximately 4:50 p.m. The passengers of one of the vehicles was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. And again, we appeal to anyone who may have witnessed a collision or may have dashcam footage from that area to get in contact with Gardaí in Milford on 074 915 3060.
And the weather, it's mostly cloudy out there with light to moderate northerly breezes. Dry for most tonight, but staying cloudy with a few spots of drizzle possible. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees and a light to moderate northerly breeze. A generally cloudy start tomorrow with a few spots of light rain or drizzle possible. Good sunny spells will develop for most of the day. Highest temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees with light, occasionally moderate northerly breezes. A look back on today's main stories. A Letterkenny councillor has called for increased engagement between Donegal County Council and Donegal Domestic Violence Services. Speaking at this week's plenary council meeting, Councillor Jerry McMonagall asked whether homes from the local authority's new housing stock could be allocated to the charity to support victims of domestic abuse. Seconding the call, Councillor Dakota Nick Vanman highlighted that the ongoing housing shortage leaves many women trapped in abusive relationships with nowhere else to go. Well, the interim manager of Donegal Domestic Violence Services told the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership today that securing access to emergency accommodation is vital. Fiona Jordan told the meeting the service received 1,085 calls, an increase of 13%, and supported 492 women, an increase of 30%. Ms. Jordan told the meeting that on average it takes a woman in an abusive situation 7 attempts to leave, with access to housing being one of the key barriers. Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins says he believes the party can build a strong presence in Donegal in the years ahead. The Cork South West TD is in Killybegs today, where he's meeting local people to discuss a range of issues, including challenges the fishing sector is facing. One fisherman told him he has only been able to go to sea on 14 days so far this year. Deputy Collins is also hearing concerns about housing and the cost of living. He told Highland Radio News that he now plans to meet potential candidates in Donegal this evening as the party looks ahead to further elections. Donegal County Council has confirmed a new investigation is underway into potential procurement irregularities. Director of Roads Brian Cannon informed members that an internal audit identified potential issues involving the hire of tractors for roadworks across two local improvement scheme projects. And HICWA has today published the findings of four inspections carried out at nursing homes in Donegal earlier this year. One Fulcara Community Hospital had two non-compliances, both of which they say have been addressed. No non-compliances were recorded at the other three, St Eunan's Nursing Home, Carndonagh Community Hospital and RSC McDonnell. And you can find full reports into those final two stories on our website, highlandradio.com. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, July the 21st. The death has occurred of Mary Brown, Hollymount, Carndonagh. Mary's remains will repose at her home tomorrow. Removal from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:20 p.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh for 2 p.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital Oncology Ward, care of Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Noreen Sweeney, née O'Donnell, Castle Street, Remelton, reposing at her home tomorrow and Thursday from 12 noon until 10 p.m. each day. Funeral Mass on Friday at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv, St Mary's Church, Remelton. The death has occurred of Jared Doherty, Clorney, Carndonagh. Jared's remains will leave Kelly's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh at 6 p.m. this evening, going to his late residence. Removal from there on Thursday at 10:20 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Bockenkull Daff, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Francis Faulkner, Bankhead, Tully Alley, Redcastle. Francis' remains will repose at his home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m. Everyone is invited to park at Redcastle Football Club opposite the Old Bayview Bar, with a shuttle bus in operation to the family home. The family home is private on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Manor Hospital Foundation, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.